This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Manchester Storm were the visitors here to Brayhead Arena tonight, an 8-3 defeat for them. With me as their player coach, Omar Pasha. I was saying there, I've seen your happier circumstances when you've come here in the past.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we came here with a game plan. We came here, you know, to seal the points. Unfortunately, that happened, and it's really tough to swallow.
How devastating was that first three goals so early in the game? 10 minutes, I think, it had only been played at that point. Did you have to change the game plan?
Yeah, we had to. I mean, first two goals were just breakdown defensively, where you know, systematic plays that maybe we would like to have back, and the third goal was, you know, just a bounce right to the guy's stick in front of the net, and you know, you go down 3-0 against the Clan, and it's a tough team to come back because you're trying to open up the play. And but we kept it basic for the most part in the second, for the first 10 minutes, and then we went 4-on-4 where Toby Craig went out with he's ill, and then comes back 5 minutes later. So and then they call a 4-on-4, and we have our defenseman that tries to create some offense that maybe wasn't the perfect time to do that. But again, it happens. You know, fifth, sixth goal, it is what it is. And the rest is history.
And of course, you've got it all to do again tomorrow down in your barn. Last chance saloon for you guys in terms of your playoff hopes as well. Are we going to see a different Manchester team tomorrow?
Well, you don't have many options, so it's going to be the most likely the same team.
No, I mean, in terms of how you play, the game.
We're going to obviously look back on the tape and make a few adjustments. Like you said, we're still in it. We're still our hopes are still in it, and yeah, the room is a bit down, but it's up to myself and Mike to pick the boys up and to show them that we're still in it. You know, we still have to battle through. We still have to compete hard tomorrow, and you never know. And if you take care of business back home, and yeah, there's no secret. We need help now. We need a lot of help, but we've worked so hard for whatever time, how many games. Might as well not quit now.
You and I spoke a lot last year when you were at Hull, and you spoke about how much you'd learned last season. Obviously, it ended with the playoff finals, and you made a great account of yourselves there. But looking at it conversely this year, it hasn't gone as well. There's been a few issues on and off the ice as the team has established itself in the league. How much have you learned from this season then?
I think this year has been priceless for me. It's unbelievable how much I've learned from
you know, in terms of adversity.
Yeah, adversity. You know, from everything, like you just said, on and off the ice. It was a huge. I think Neil and myself learned a lot off the ice, how to deal with certain issues, not necessarily hockey wise, yeah, but you know, organization wise. Mm-hmm. And it was a big step for me to get this. Well, it's not finished yet,
yeah,
so I can't
yeah,
say that. But it's been a great experience, a great learning curve for me. And these last three games, I'm just gonna keep motivating the guys, keep telling them that it's game seven, and keep working hard, and make sure we just keep following the system that, you know, it's been successful for the last past few games that we went on a 9-2 run. So, you know, the guys have to, you know, myself, Mike, and everybody have to keep working hard and keep giving everything, especially to our good fans back in Manchester. I mean, their priceless. Look, tonight they were loud again, and we have to give them something to cheer about for the rest of the year.
And final word about the fans tonight. Travelled here in great numbers. Not a great night for them, but you've got to admire that level of support that travel all this distance.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bit of frustration for everybody in the room because you know, they notice that the fans are coming, and they notice that they're spending their hard-earned money to come support the team. And you know, to have that start that we had tonight, it was a bit unfortunate. But I mean, even after the first, we thought we can still make a game out of it. And then the second half of the second, we just crumbled a bit. But the third period, I thought our guys just keep working hard. We didn't quit. We kept working hard, try to get shots on net. I mean, we made it 6-3. We had a really, really good chance in front of the net with a minute and a half left. That's, you know, you never know. You never know. So didn't happen. The bounces weren't there. The start wasn't there. And tomorrow we just got to have a good mindset, go into the game ready to go, and hopefully we get the 2 points.
Omar, thanks very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.